Yes, I started in April of 1985. I do like my job, and I could have retired about 3 years ago, but I do like my job and just decided I'm so far so good in good health, so I would just keep going for a little while. There has been lots of changes, and there's been lots of changes from the, like, the partnership to the staff, and then you're right, just general procedures, and then always learning new things, like, you know, if you something as simple as getting a photocopier, and it's just like, oh, I'm getting too old to learn all these new technology things.
What do you think are some of the traits that you have that have made employees go, wow, you know, she's such a great employee? What do you think those employees see in you?
I don't know. I've had to, how do you word this? Yeah, because there's been such a change in staff, like, it's teaching someone else some the procedures of the office, and sometimes that's not always easy to do because you think, oh, I've been here so long that it's just routine, but for somebody else, it's all brand new to them.
And just, you know, just from a personal point of view, what do you think are the key traits to being a good employee that people at work say, wow, we're glad that she has stayed as long as she has?
Well, I've gotten to know so many of our clients, and I think that helps because sometimes the clients will say, like if they call in and they'll say, oh, where were you? I called in and it wasn't your voice on the other end of the phone. And I think you've got to be, I've learned that you have to be, especially as a receptionist, no matter how your day's going or what might have happened, say, at home, you know, like if little things have come up at home, when you come to work, you have to be able to turn that off and be just as nice at 8:30 or at 4:30 as you are at 8:30 in the morning. Right. Like it's a thing that you've just, and in this business, you, because we do all types of law, you've got to know how to talk to the clients as well to make them feel comfortable in the office.
Now, not that you're going to retire anytime soon, but if there were a younger person that fancied getting into, not so much maybe as a lawyer, but to get into work at a legal firm and do a lot of the things that need to be done in the office, have you got a piece of advice for a young person, especially if it's a young female that says, hey, I'm not sure I want to be a lawyer, but I'd love to work in a legal firm?
Just to be able to relax and fit into any type of situation, because in a law office, there's many different things that come up every day, and you have to be able to deal with everything, right? Like you have to be able to talk to people if they're upset, or talk to people if they're, you know, happy and everything's good and it's a good day. But that's what keeps bringing people back, is just your attitude and your social skills and things like that.
So you're saying maybe another, you know, you're going to hang in there for another 3 or 4 years yet?
I don't think that long, probably. But okay. We'll see. We'll see by the end of this year how everything is. My boss and I quite often joke because we're the exact same age, and somebody will say, are you still working? And we just both reply, we're looking at Freedom 85, so we can both push our walkers down the hallway when we turn 85.